Speaking of a slaughter, we got we're moving on to NFL, Lou. We get to the best part of the show.
Only time ever you want to leave with the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, no, I ain't talking about this. About the Cowboys. I ain't talking about the Cowboys. Not yet. Oh, yeah. See, a hit dog, boy. Hollering like a motherfucker. The Miami Dolphins slaughtered the Denver Broncos in Miami. FIFA, I'm going to ask you this question. Is Sean Payton a good coach?
Not the question I thought was coming my way. Oh, look, I think Sean Payton is a good coach. You know, they are averaging 6 more points than they did last year. The defense, it's like they flipped the coin. Last year they were good, this year they're bad, and it's pretty much the same defense. So, and we know that Sean Payton is always struggling on that side of the ball. Every coach ain't perfect.
So I ask you again, is Sean Payton a good coach?
Man, I think he's a good coach. I think he's above the fray. There's not 14 other coaches that I could confidently name that I'm like, I'd rather take them over Sean Payton. So to me, he's above the fray. So yes, he's a good coach. But when it comes to these Denver Broncos, the worst thing is he came in here with his chest pumped up. And he really thought he was going to be able to turn it over. And we're talking about arguably the most quarterback talent rich division in football, right? Obviously, Pat Mahomes is cream of the crop. We got Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson. Last year, we thought he still had some juice. They got Jimmy G in with the Las Vegas Raiders. That being said, Nick, to answer your question directly, yes, Sean Payton is a good coach. However, It's going to take a little bit, and he's not married to Russell Wilson. Now, I know that's a big pill to swallow if they do cut that man or trade that man or do whatever they decide to do with that man. But here's the thing. The Dolphins is the real story, and Mike McDaniel and what he's doing with that offense is truly something that we have not seen. We're talking about the greatest show on turf with the St. Louis Rams. This is crazier than that, because that Rams team had Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and Azahir Akeem. People forget about that third guy. And they have some speed, but ain't nothing like what we seen in Miami, bro. The rookie guy, Akeem, 200-some yards rushing on 18 carries, 4 touchdowns, 2 through the air.
Running back.
You know what I'm saying?
They had 2 running backs out.
Bro, he ran a 4-3. Then you got who's the guy that was Breida, 4-3 speed.
Waddle was out.
Tariq is 4-3 speed. Like, we have never seen Waddle didn't play. He was looking like
no Breida. Breida's with the Giants.
Yeah who's the other five?
Mostert and Arcane.
Mostert, you know what I'm saying, another 4-3 speed guy. So what we're seeing is a mastery in coaching. I know what I got. I'm going to put the guys in position, including the quarterback. Do they take deep shots? Yes. Are they always taking deep shots? No. They kill you with the screen, with the short stuff, with this, pass. That, and the third. The no look, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, boom, over the top. So I love what Mike McDaniel is doing. He's showing that, give me a guy that people question in Tua, and I'm going to make this man MVP.
Can't say nothing about that.
Lou, was your takeaway had anything to do with the Dolphins, or was it all about the Broncos?
It was more about the Dolphins.
Okay.
Like, similar to what FIFA, like the Broncos, I feel like Deshaun Payton is a good coach, to answer your question. I think that he took that job with the thought process that he got a couple of years. And he's going to really see if Russell Wilson is going to be the quarterback that he's deciding to move forward. It don't look like it. And it looks like he wants to be able to make that decision very confidently by letting him hang himself this season. Russell's may not be good anymore. I know last year I thought he was, but this year I think it's over for him. But the question about the Dolphins and saying, was it more about them? I do think it was. The offense, as FIFO said, like, they had to sit on the ball not to break the record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talking about 70.
They scored 70 with 8 minutes left.
You talking about they maybe could have got 2 more touchdowns in there. Yes, the Broncos, they did have a good defense last year. They may not be as motivated this year. But, again, we're talking about 70-point speed that we haven't seen before. They were missing a lot of players. I would be, and Tua looks amazing. As fast as he gets the ball out, it looks like it's going to be really hard for defenses like Dallas or the Eagles or the 49ers, whose pass rush is what their strength is. It's not going to matter. The ball going to be gone. Like, it's going to be in Tyreek Hill hand. It's going to be in Waddle hand, and they're going to be making yards after the catch. So it's going to be what I took away from this. It's going to be very difficult for teams to match up with Miami. If Tua stays healthy and Mike McDaniel keeps calling plays like he's doing, they're going to be a team to watch out for.
Shout out to the Dolphins, but I completely disagree. This is all about the Broncos.
Thank you.
You gave up 70 freaking points.
Yeah.
Who gives 70 points in the offense? NFL. This ain't college.
Who gives a fuck about offense?
I tell you,
when a defense is giving up 70, NFL.
Real quick, the week before, y'all go, the week
because that's not even an offense no
real
more.
Real quick before y'all go, in the odds this week, Broncos play the Bears. Who you think the favorite is? And the Bears at home.
Neither one of them.
Bears at home. I'm just saying, if you had to pick, who would you say the favorite was?
Broncos.
Why? I thought it was more about them. Like, you just gave up 70, but you're going to Chicago.
But you at least acknowledge Russell's a quarterback. But Lou, at least you acknowledge that Russell's a quarterback. You don't even acknowledge that on the other side
of
the
room. Right.
My thing is, to Sheldon's point, I'm going to let you go, Sheldon, but nah, yeah. That 70 points from just a defensive aspect is just like, I can't get that out of my head. I can't get that out of my head.
That don't mean as much to me because you can make that up next week.
No, you can't
beat the shit out of the Bears next week, and nobody will remember we gave up 70
points. You gave up 70 in the game.
You know the
no. That
ain't been done in my lifetime that I can remember. Somebody give up 70.
The 60s.
You know what I'm saying? So in the week before, New England gave up 24 to the same team, and we could talk about
one of the best defensive coaches of all time is New England, though.
It don't matter.
You don't need to be the greatest to not give up 70, my nigga.
I'm just saying.
Deion would have gave up 70.
It's innovative.
Nat Hackett was a horrible coach based on what Sean Payton said. He ain't give up 70.
It ain't no brainiacs on the defensive side of the ball in Denver. Like, they defensive coordinator's not special. 70. He's like some random dude. Who is he?
But this is why it's about 70. The offense. And the reason being is this. That defense, from a DB perspective, gave respect to the wide receivers, and they still got burnt. They still got beat. So not only was it scheme, obviously it was athletic ability and skill set, but at the end of the day, it just showed, because let's be honest, Miami's been the most dominant team in these 3 weeks.
So based on what y'all are saying, we need to wrap up this season then, because if you're going to score 70 points, you're the best team in the world.
Because we know
you ain't the worst team in the world for giving it up.
Yes, you are.
Case in point, them being favorites going to Chicago next week.
They're the worst too.
Ken.
Chicago worse than them. That's what I'm saying. They ain't gave up 70 yet. It ain't just.
Sheldon brought it up, but I want.
Chicago is worse.
Yeah, Chicago the worst team in the league by far.
Sheldon brought it up, but I wanted. We got to have a conversation. This is officially be having one of the moments that I said in the show. We're going to have a conversation. And it's about Sean Payton. Who the fuck does Sean Payton think he is?
Sean Payton ain't worth a damn.
Super Bowl winning coach.
He's not.
It's a Super Bowl winning coach.
So is Mike McCarthy. So is Sean McVay.
Okay.
You got any faith for them in this season?
I'm just saying.
Asking you.
But when you say who do you think he is, it's because he got that ring.
No, do you know last time he even went to the playoffs? Last time they had a playoff win?
I don't. But I have more faith in him for 2-3 years than I do for just losing a game. By
Ken, what say you?
A game? Have they won a game this year?
No, they haven't.
Not yet.
Win. I promise you. They're going to win next week. They're going to beat the Bears.
All right, Lou, let me ask you a question then. Between Nat Hackett and Sean Payton, between their first three games, did Nat Hackett go 0-3?
Nat Hackett is worse.
No, I'm saying, did he go 0-3?
I don't know, but I know
you don't know? I can tell you, he did not.
I've seen that. Last year and the first three games of this year with the Jets be completely terrible.
Go ahead. Can't come in talking all that shit
Sean Payton,
and then give up 70 points.
70.
You can't come in talking shit about Nathaniel Hackett.
You folks just compared this offense to the best offense.
This ain't about the offense.
No, it's not, because we didn't even know what FIFA was talking about until he played Sean Payton. didn't know that FIFA was talking about some shit until we had to see it.
I've been saying this since last season.
No, I'm comparing them to the greatest show on turf.
I'm saying that your evidence is the fact that they gave up 70 points.
The greatest show on turf was the best offense that we've seen in this generation. He's comparing them to that. It's a lot more said about that offense than it is the defense.
No. This is about week one loss. This is about week two loss. And this is about the week through loss that it has been blown up because they gave up 70 points. This has been going on and on. And he came and he talked shit about Nathaniel Hackett. Yes. He said he blamed Nathaniel Hackett for Russell Wilson's.
And here's what's going to happen. They're going to beat the Bears next week. Then they play the Jets. They're going to beat the Jets.
That ain't going to make Sean Payton better, bro.
Two-game winning streak. And then people going
to
forget about it.
They lose to the Jets. It's a wrap.
They're going
to
beat the Jets.
Let me ask you this. If the Broncos go 8-8, but the Dolphins average damn near 40 points a game, what are we going to talk about more? that Sean Payton is a bad coach, or the Dolphins are arguably the greatest offense ever?
The Dolphins are not going to average 40. I'm gonna let you know that right now.
It doesn't even matter.
Did they score 40 on the Pats?
Y'all on Sean Payton.
Did they even score 30 on the Pats, FIFA? Like, yeah, keep looking at your phone. Look, bring up the stats.
Did y'all win?
We're talking about one game.
No, we're talking about three. We're talking about no game.
This is a new
what are you talking about?
He's a new coach.
Don't do that. Ain't nothing new about Sean Payton.
What happened to being a Super Bowl winning coach?
He knew the difference.
Did you expect him to be 0-3?
No, I didn't.
All right.
But I tell you what, I promise you he won't go 0-6. He'll win the next two games.
He's only saying they're going to win the next two games because it's the Bears and it's the Jets without Rodgers.
All right, great. That's all you need is a break.
But
right
now we want two straight.
That's a pathetic effort.
Justin Fields and Zach Wilson. Congratulations.
Hey, man, he got a break.
And Russell Wilson ain't any better. And it wouldn't surprise me if Sean Payton ended up fucking losing those games.
I'll be right over there with y'all if these next two games they don't.
So you saying they're the best or the worst?
Yeah. Easily the best or the worst.
To me, if Sean Payton goes 0-5, he is clearly trying to get Caleb Williams. And he's clearly trying to get Russ the fuck out of there. That's the only justification for him to be 0-5, especially if he's losing to Justin Fields and the Jets.
Yeah, that's crazy. They lost 13 straight games, FYI.
I can't believe you trying to make an excuse for fucking Sean Payton.
I'm not making an excuse.
This man has came in early. The game wasn't even the down wasn't even started. He had to bust over Russell Wilson early. Still, every week been talking shit. And then all of a sudden he give up 70 points and get mad at a reporter talking about some nigga. You knew it was a historic loss. You knew he was talking shit about a historic. You said Nathaniel Hackett was a historic coaching failure. Nigga, you gave up 70 fucking points.
The question is,
are you a good coach?
But that reporter didn't ask that.
Yeah, he should have.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, then you go up there.
He would have lost his job. Let's get you a media pass, Nick.
For the next day, we're going to start a GoFundMe so that way we can get Nick a ticket to Chicago.
We already know. They don't let Leroy's in those rooms. I would be a Leroy in that room because I'm asking all the questions niggas don't want to. I'm sitting up every press conference like, so I got to be the one. All right, nigga, what the fuck was you thinking? Fuck out of here. Trying to blame it on Russ.
One of the worst coaching. I want to make sure I get this right. One of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL.
And then he gave him
0-3 and gave up a record number of points.
Football gods are real, man. He got to pay for that. He shouldn't have said that, even though he was right.
He should have left it on Russ, but he should have did.
So the football gods making it pay. Football gods real. He just had to pay for
it. He should have left it on Russ. That's what I would have did. I'd have been like,
he didn't leave it alone, and he got 70 put up on him. It's a bad week. He's not going to have a bad season.
I promise you.
He's not going to have a bad season.
They gave up 70.
They're not going to have a bad season.
You think they're going to be a below 500 team?
They have to be at this point. They have to be. There's no way to justify this season.
Of course.
Because to me, you might as well tank.
Don't even look at their schedule. You might as well tank.
They're doing worse than the Cardinals. You might as well tank.
It don't matter.